Greetings, everyone. This is Joseph Ferreira. I wanted to let you know at the end of the show, we will have a bonus episode. We are talking about bringing back the Lenswipe Photography podcast. So enjoy, listen in as we talk about different things. And hopefully this next week, we will have that up.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
This is episode 121 on June 4th, 2015.
You son of a bitch.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other stuff. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
I am Matt Hoffman.
I'm getting tingly.
Seemed to fit. I'm Mark Sadowski.
Hey, go ahead, go for it.
I said I'm Maud.
And that's Maud Byrne. And happy birthday, Matt.
Oh yeah, thank you.
All right. Another year around the sun. Congratulations. How is everybody doing? Let's start with you, Matt, even though we always start with you. What you been up to, man?
Nothing. Nothing. Just getting ready to go.
Stuff. It's your birthday. You just leveled up.
Yeah. Not really much. I'm headed out to an island out in Lake Erie tomorrow to spend the next 2 days kayaking and fishing and hopefully taking some pictures and maybe a little bit of video.
Is it haunted?
The island?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Do you want to hunt it?
I don't, no.
Well, cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
What gear are you bringing for this?
I was going to ask that question.
Define gear. What do you mean?
Plastic bag to put your phone in or...
I mean, are you talking photography gear or just gear?
Podcast. I want to know everything except for the photography gear. What kind of sleeping tent are you going to use? Are you going to use the dissolving toilet paper, or do they have some on the premises? These are things I need to know.
It's not an uninhabited island, or at least there will be other people there, so there is toilet paper, so I'm pretty good there. I am camping overnight though, so I do have my tent, my sleeping bag, my sleeping pad. I'm bringing a kayak, and I'm bringing my mountain bike, wow. And all the things that go. Yeah, because it's a good size island, and you technically could drive around it, but I think it's easier to just ride a bike.
I'm just picturing you kayaking to the island with the bike on your back.
That's how you do it.
Well. On Saturday, I might have to do that to get home, depending on I'm hoping it doesn't get too windy on Saturday and shut the ferry down, or I'll be stuck there. And then I might have to haunt the place, so who knows.
There you go. Then you'll be thinking about the toilet paper.
But I
you'll be saying that Polak was onto something.
Well... I might still have some extra with me, but yeah. I did bust out the to get it to fit with the podcast. I did bust out the LifeProof case,
nice.
Which I have not used in ages. But I figured this time it might be a good thing to have. So the LifeProof case is on the phone, and somehow I'm still going to try to use my Moment lens.
Oh, man, you're going to have to tell me about that jury rig.
And then I also have some other camera gear with me, too, and a tripod and things of that nature.
Right on.
And
Got to bring the GoPro.
A point of view camera. Like, I don't have a GoPro. I have a Contour camera. So if things get rough and crazy on Saturday, like they're supposed to, then the Contour camera will be mounted on the kayak and hopefully be videoing some really cool waves and hopefully not my death.
Right on.
Yeah.
I mean, don't die. I mean, that's a given.
That's a given.
Yeah, no doubt.
And
it's a hopeful.
Definitely video as much as you can. If you want, we could put it onto the Tiny Shutter feed and you could share what you photographed.
Okay. Yeah. If it's interesting, if it's not exciting, then no.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Oh, it's cool.
It's funny you mentioned that. I've actually recorded like three things intending to put it up on the YouTube feed, and each one of them has failed the test. They are not interesting whatsoever.
Oh.
Yeah, video is tough, man. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't do a monologue. One day I will do a monologue. What I might have to do is just put you guys on mute. And then
my problem is I don't have you guys in a signal reach for me to call you. So I can't even do that. I can't even cheat. I could try to pretend you're there, but I'm not sufficiently insane enough.
As my dad would put it, he's talking to his friends.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. What you been up to, Mark?
I have been failing at videos, apparently.
Besides failing at video.
Failing at life.
Well, oh,
that's
sorry.
That's another podcast. That podcast I do with my psychiatrist every Monday.
I would listen to that.
It's definitely interesting. She claims I'm funny, but I'm like, my audience.
Yeah, but
my audience looks aren't everything. Differently. No, it's I've been photographing. There's my problem. Photographing as much as I can locally, since I can't head out into the White Mountains anytime soon. I've been trying to find interesting things around my hometown, and yeah, I'm still working on it.
Yeah. That's cool. I've been just driving around town, taking pictures of things. Actually, my wife and I took our kids to a firehouse that's now a museum. And they had an old fire truck from the 1930s in there. And so I'll post some pictures of that soon. But, you know, just had a little bit of fun taking pictures of the kids dressed up like firefighters. And, the other day, I think most if not everybody's already seen it, but I got a picture of a fire truck next to a tree that had exploded, and I believe lightning had struck it. I've never seen anything quite like it before. The tree looked like it was probably about 100 years old, too.
How do you know this?
The size of it. It was an oak, and it was pretty wide. So it had been there for a very long time.
I ask because oak trees are pretty touchy about their age.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend any oak trees out there that may be listening.
Yeah, that's a tough crowd, man. Yeah. I wouldn't go. I apologize on behalf of Joseph.
It's better than insulting the weeping willows.
Oh, come on. What is wrong with you?
Is that treasus?
I don't even know who you offended there. Christians are on the fence about whether they should be pissed or not.
A tree and, you know, okay, never mind.
I just had an oak tree storm out of my yard. God damn it.
They're a tough lobby, man.
Oh, cool.
Green Jesus is going to be knocking on this door. I don't have time for this.
How are you doing, Maud? He's on mute. Never mind. Oh, cool. Well, let's go ahead and get into the show. We have a topic that we had bantered around on the Facebook page. And if you have not been to our Facebook page, you really need to go there and actually meet some of the Yahoos that are in there. Oh, wait, they're in the chat room. No, I'm sorry.
They're the finest Yahoos in this world. I stand by them.
That's right. All right. Mark, why don't you lead us into the news?
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. I have that soundbite right there. Boom.
News team, assemble!
So it's that time of year where some idiot comes onto the blogger sphere and says something stupid, and we all have to jump on it because we had nothing else to talk about.
That's right.
Outside Magazine, or Outside Online, the link will be in our show notes on tinyshutter.com, posted this interesting article. I used the word interesting in quotes. Mission Impossible, take professional photos with an iPhone, which no one has ever seen this kind of article before in the history of iPhones.
Never.
Chad Copeland, he is a National Geographic photographer headed to Iceland with his, apparently he had the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus, lucky guy, and he took photos of the area, and his intention was to see if he can take professional quality photos when leaving his DSLR home. And here's the part that got me all riled up. He said, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Wink, it's time to ditch the DSLR.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Who saw that coming?
Oh, it's never been done before.
To his credit, he had some interesting stuff. He had the iPhone. He had the telephoto and wide-angle moment lens. He had the tripod mounts. He also had a jib to carry the iPhone when he did video. He also had what's that thing? A drone to use, and you know, the typical things that regular people would have, especially the $3,000 jib. So he took interesting photos, but yeah. I'll let you guys go first. Have you guys all had a chance to read the article?
Yeah, it was so long, I don't know what I was going to do. Oh, wait.
It's not a long article. You could breeze through it. It's just yeah. 15 captions, 15 photos. Half of them are not even photos of what he was taking. It's him photographing things. So it's some of it is documenting what he's doing. But
I looked at them, and you know, they're really good photos. I think that he did a great job. Am I shocked that he was able to get good photos like that? No. But it is, you know, it's funny because we've been even before we started the show, we'd been talking about iPhones and how if you have, you know, a great subject, great lighting, and some sort of a creative edge, you get some awesome photos from what we called at the time a camera phone. But now they're waiting until the 6 and the 6 Plus has come out to say, oh, it's time to ditch the DSLR. And it's like, seriously? It's something. Actually, it's like a hook, like they're trying to hook people into talking about it.
No.
Oh wait. Okay. But yeah, I mean, it's great and everything, but I'm not going, oh my gosh, I can't believe he did it with his phone.
Yeah. At this point, there really is no surprise. No. It's not iPhone 4, iPhone 5 days. But Matt, you're our resident adventure nature photographer. What do you think?
Well, I saw the headline for the article and I immediately threw my Sony NEX7 in the trash.
Really?
I'll let you guys decide if that's true or not. It just comes down to the same thing that we always talk about. And Joe, it's pretty much what you already said. It's, you know, if you know how to take pictures, you can make a great picture with any camera, really, you know? But I think all the different kinds of cameras have their purpose or their niche. So to say it's time to ditch the DSLR, I don't necessarily agree with that because, I don't have a DSLR, but I have a interchangeable lens camera, right? You know, which is almost the same thing. And I thoroughly enjoy taking pictures with that camera. And I also very much enjoy taking pictures with my iPhone. I don't think it has to be like a one or the other, you know, type of thing. So, you know, there are times when I go out and maybe I go hiking or something like that, and I'm just like, well, you know what, on this trip, the iPhone is good enough. But I still might bring a tripod or something and still take my time and try to get, you know, great photos with the iPhone. But by no means does it mean I'm going to get rid of any other camera I might have.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't use my SLR as much as I used to, and it's because I have the iPhone. But there are times when I would much rather use the SLR because it could be I need some action shots. And if I don't want blur, the macro settings on that camera are, you know, 10 times better than the iPhone. The iPhone can get great macro shots, but sometimes it's either no macro or just like the most powerful macro you can get. And you want to be able to have some range, but it's like saying, oh, I can do this with one arm. I'm going to cut this one off. When it's really a waste of time, yeah, and a waste of limb. But yeah. So I want to take them and pat them on the shoulder and say, great job, National Geographic photographer, and say, welcome to the club.
I want to pat them on the back and say, great job. It could have been better. Now, here's the thing. To use a catchphrase.
Is this a conjunction?
I look at all his, I don't know. I'm looking through all his photos. And first of all, he speaks very highly of the moment lens, which I agree. I love the moment lens. They're both probably the best quality iPhone lenses out there, but they're not infallible. And if you look at a lot of his nighttime shots, which he more than likely used slow shutter cam to make these shots, I want you guys all to take a look at the very first photo, which is the Northern Lights. Now, when you see the Northern Lights photographed with any mirrorless camera or a DSLR, providing he was able to get the same lighting sources here, the Northern Lights has a nice ribbon effect. It has a nice, beautiful, like, it's almost like a rhythm. It's like a life of its own. When you use the slow shutter cam, you're not actually doing a slow shutter exposure. You're mimicking a slow shutter exposure. And what you often get, especially with waterfalls and things like this, is that rather than having that ribbon effect, you get a cotton candy effect. That is exactly what you're seeing in this photo here. The Northern Lights looks like just messed up colors in the sky. It doesn't look anything really... I mean, it looks interesting, but it could have been better. That's all I got to add to that one. It repeats itself when he did this photo of himself. Yes, James in the chat says it just simply looks like green clouds in the sky.
Right.
There's another one where he gets creative and he is doing a silhouette of himself, kind of like with the lights pouring out. You're seeing the same effect happen in that mess too. So you're getting the photo, but you're it's not as good as it can be. And as much as I love the iPhone, it's still way behind as far as what a mirrorless interchangeable lens can do, as well as a DSLR. And one here's the thing that really stoked my fire. Let me try to see if I can find this here, because he makes reference to photographing the ease of use of the iPhone. Let's see. You guys talk for a second. I'm going to try to find this.
So, Matt, how are you doing? No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I think that...
Okay. Sorry. Thanks
okay,
for
good.
Covering for me.
You're welcome.
Real creative, by the way. He goes, behind the scenes, I quote from the article, "I found that making amazing images with the iPhone 6 was often much easier than with the DSLR. Every photo I take with the DSLR is designed manually, meaning I control everything from the sensor settings to the focus. With the iPhone, I turn it on and we're ready to go."
Well,
you know what?
Try
putting the camera on automatic and you'll find that the camera will do a whole lot more for you. It's like... I get what he's saying, that he has, in this case, he has lightened so much of his load that he has, he's able to just go out, be free, and, you know, he's basically taking the bare minimum with him, and he's able to photograph this assignment, which is great. But it also depends on what you're trying to photograph. If you're out for National Geographic, I'm sorry, but your iPhone's not going to cut it. You're going to want like the best of the best photo. They have standards, as far as I understand. That may have changed with this photojournalistic world, but you're sacrificing a lot of quality. Like, these photos that you're taking are good, but that's it. They're just good.
Let me say this. I'm looking at these photos right now. And it looks like it's 2.5 by 6 inches wide or whatever on my screen. And that looks great. But, you know, what would it look like in National Geographic? You know, if they had a fold-out section, you know. I wonder what the editors would say right there.
Well, here's the – like – when you're talking about magazine, you're talking about one different type of...
That's true.
Like, it all depends on how it's being printed, how it's being presented. Like, photojournalism, the iPhone is immaculately awesome. Like, people are complaining that, you know, a lot of photojournalists are being replaced by reporters with iPhones. Well, back in my day, back in the mid-90s, they were being replaced by... journalists with point and shoots, and now they have iPhones. That's just making things a whole lot easier for us. Us, the journalists. That's been around for a long time. This is anybody in the journalism world, this is no surprise. It's happening on a larger scale. But the print quality of a newspaper is far different from like the insane great images that you find in like Life Magazine, National Geographic.
Right.
So it all depends on the output. That's something you always have to keep in mind. The other thing you have to keep in mind is that the iPhone isn't always as good as you see in this Petapixel article where this dude got reamed by a bison after taking a close-up photo with his iPad. And I'll link that in the chat room here. You do have limits. I love this device dearly, but it's not going to replace everything. And yeah. I think the important thing to take away from this is that you're able to replace the DSLR, yes. The iPhone is one tool in many tools. I think the mirrorless system that both Matt and I have are far more ready to take the place of the DSLR than an iPhone. The iPhone is good, but it's not great yet. I mean, it's come a long way, yes. It could really blow away a point and shoot, but not so much like the professional work.
Yeah, when you this story
is in the chat room says he can't help stupid. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay.
The bison says he could, and he did.
Yeah. Oh gosh, you know the fact that he, you know, he wants to get a great shot with his iPad is okay, but the problem is you have to get really close to your subject if you want some good quality images. And a DSLR with a lens that was made to do that is much better and gives you a greater head start when that thing starts charging. You know,
the bison example?
Yes.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. You use a telephoto lens. You use one that you're
right.
Not even close. This one, is, I don't think you're in the range of, you might want Sony and use one of the adapters to get one of the very far ones. But yeah. If you're photographing wildlife, you're 400 millimeters and more.
Well, all you have to do is be faster than the person next to you. But
that's what James said. Just have to wait a minute. Yeah. Outrun me. I'm a good runner. I may be fat, but I'm pretty sure I could outrun.
Yeah.
Maybe Joe.
Yeah. Okay, I got a bum knee, but that doesn't mean I can't run for my life.
Well, all right. It'll make it harder when I trip you.
You know. Taking the statement, it's time to ditch the DSLR, it was probably, he was trying to be cheeky. When in reality, it's not really the case. So I think the takeaway from this is, number one, don't try to get close to a bison. Number two, you know, don't throw away good gear. I mean,
I don't think he actually threw away.
No, I know that.
Dollars worth of gear, but.
But, you know, that's a, that's just something, you know, meant for capturing headlines and stuff. But, you know, we are proud of our iPhones. And we're also proud of our DSLRs. But, you know, each tool has its own purpose and function. I like taking the DSLR, putting images on the iPhone, and using it to transmit to the web or edit on the phone. You know, I like using them together. It's just, you know, to take prejudice or discriminate between one or the other is, I think, kind of foolish.
It's, I think the iPhone has solidified itself as a great complement to your photography arsenal. If that's all you have, then great. Then by all means, use it. And, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, it always depends on the assignment. If your assignment is to head out into nature, take great nature shots, and you have time to prepare. It's not like you're dropped in the middle of the last moment's notice. You know, if you have time to prepare, you know, bring the things that are going to yield the best results.
And I have some.
Yes,
some
I know pictures. Iceland is cold, but you know, suck it up and deal. You're getting paid for it.
What's that, Matt?
I have some pictures that maybe I should just post like in our I don't know, I'll post them in Facebook or something, but I think they illustrate this perfectly. Where I took a landscape photo with my Sony camera, and then pretty much from the exact same spot took the same picture with the iPhone. And, you know, I could post one of each, and, you know, I would pretty much defy anybody to tell me that the iPhone photo is a better photo in terms of quality, right?
Right.
Because it really just is not the case at all. And, you know, the situation that time was I had like all the time in the world to spend taking the pictures. And I took my time, and I was using a tripod, and I was particular about the apps that I was using and the way that I was exposing the pictures and the whole nine yards. And still I'm getting a much higher quality file out of my Sony than I would ever get, you know, out of my iPhone. And just to look at them on my computer, they're literally night and day. You know, so I don't know, this whole topic to me is just so silly. And I don't even, here's the thing, anyone that in my opinion is like a serious photographer, and I'm, this guy probably is a serious photographer, but what like landscape photographer or like travel photographer, adventure photographer that makes a living doing that as a profession is going to take an article like that seriously?
Right.
So it's almost like, why even write it?
Yeah.
You know, because
I think he was probably, he had the idea, pitched an idea to somebody, said, hey, send me to Iceland. I'm gonna challenge myself to only use the iPhone. And so it may have been a bet. If he came back with quality pictures, they pay for his trip. You know, that's a possibility.
Can't James in the chat room just put some dollar signs.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's definitely nothing wrong with the pictures that he came back with. They're great pictures, yeah. Right? But they would be even better if he took them with a, you know, he mentioned a Nikon D4 in the article. What if he had taken all those pictures with a Nikon D4? You know, they would be arguably better pictures in a whole ton of different ways. They would have better dynamic range, less noise. You know, he'd be able to print them larger. I'm failing to see why you would want to get rid of a camera like that. It, you know, if that's an option for you.
I'll say this, and I'm gonna play devil's advocate. I've always used my iPhone for a specific reason.
Wait, can I interrupt you for a second?
Sure.
James in the chat, he asked if he hadn't said that they were from an iPhone, would we have known?
No.
And I would say any of the nighttime photos, yes, I would instantly know what they were taken with.
But you knew what to look for.
But I know what to look for in there. The ones that are taking in like broad daylight, I would say no. I would not know. In the ice caves, I would not have known.
Right.
It's important to note that in the article, I don't know how it's displaying for you guys, but they are displaying quite small.
Yes. And that, I was going to say, the iPhone's digital image stabilization, even though he did put it on a tripod, the image stabilization in low light is horrible when it comes to the new iPhones. I don't like it. And that's probably why he also had an iPhone 6 Plus. But going back to what I was...
James actually pointed out something interesting, that you can make this full screen. And now that I'm looking at this full screen, I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, I can definitely tell these are iPhone photos.
All right. So going back to what I was saying.
Go on.
If one thing about the iPhone that I've always loved and had found a great part of my photography journey was it was able to help me get out of a creative funk.
Yes.
And mainly because when you are shooting with a DSLR, you kind of get in a rut. Images start to look the same. They start to feel the same. They're great. They're quality. But it takes away from the, from having a challenge once you start getting good.
Well, I would argue that. I would say repetition will make things boring. Yeah. So it doesn't matter if you have a if you're constantly using a DSLR or if you're constantly using an iPhone. I find myself still getting to the same
rut. I'm in the rut with the iPhone too. But if it is a great way to kind of almost handicap yourself a little bit. That's what I found with my 3GS was, you know, my Canon 30D, when I went to the 3GS, I was finding more more challenge, more what's the word I'm looking for? Satisfaction with my images because I was taking something that people were saying it's garbage. They don't get, you know, there's no quality images with that phone, and I was getting quality images. And the fun part was showing those same people, look what I did. This is what I did with this piece of junk. Well, it's not a piece of junk. With this low quality camera phone. And they're like, no, you couldn't have done it on that. And I showed them and say, look, this is how you do it. And they're like, oh, wow, show me again. How do you do that? It got me out of a creative funk. And was able to help me get back into picking up my DSLR again. So maybe he was in a creative funk. You know, maybe he needed something that he felt needed to challenge him, so that he can, you know, kind of rejuvenate his photography. Lack of a better word, fuel tank, and make it more fun again.
It's possible. I mean, we don't have him on the show. You know what? Maybe no. I'll try to get him on the show. Dude. I'll tell him not to listen to this show. After what we've got, what we've said. But no, I mean, I'll ask him. I'll challenge him to that. I mean, I still say, here's the thing. Who knows if he was being cheeky about. It's time to ditch your DSLR if he was being serious or if he wasn't serious. If this guy on his Facebook says, I have sold all my gear and have gone the way of the iPhone, then, you know, that is something to definitely have him on for. But, you know, it's difficult to say because I've seen other photographers ditch their DSLRs for mirrorless systems.
Right.
One of my favorite photographers that I look up to, his name is Kevin Mullins, and he is a wedding photographer in England, and he has entirely switched to using the Fuji cameras. And Fuji is my personal favorite camera right now. And so when he was able to make that switch, I was like, oh, I want to make that switch. Right. And I would consider myself a good photographer. I'm not great like he is, but which is why I haven't been able to make the switch. But yeah, you know, seeing photographers able to do that is quite incredible.
I saw one photographer that I followed for a while. I don't know if he threw away his other gear, but he went strictly iPhone. And that was Jack Hollingsworth. And he would travel to India and walk around. I think he's in Austin, just doing street portraits with his iPhone. And they're great, awesome. And not only street portraits, but then also more not abstract, but, you know, taking pictures of different color schemes, doorways, you name it. He would take pictures of it. And you can totally see the quality in the images. I mean, he was doing a ton. But it came from his experiences with photography. And he was using, I think, when he first started doing all that, the iPhone 4.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know where he is with it now, but some people just kind of put down the DSLR and pick up the iPhone and just go on with that. But I'll look into him and see where he is with all that. But I think he's probably still shooting with an iPhone.
Here's all right. You just tuned into something that I wanted to make reference to, is that the people who have gone iPhone only and, you know, quote unquote, make a career out of being an iPhone photographer. You have people like Cole Rise. You have people like the gentleman that you just mentioned, and to some extent, a few months ago, remember when Apple did their campaign and they had these professional artists in their Apple stores that's displayed? I noticed that people who are using their iPhones strictly as an iPhone camera tend to have a very different style from, say, DSLRs. And I can't quite put my finger on it. Like, I don't know how to quite describe it, but there's a very distinct style in the way they photograph with their devices. And I don't see it with this guy here, with Chad Copeland here. He is using his iPhone as though it were a DSLR. You know what? I'm going to shut up now because I don't even know if I'm making any sense. Like, this all looks like, to me, this all looks like national. He's trying to still be National Geographic with these photos.
Yeah, he is.
And, like, you're able to see the limitation of the iPhone, whereas people who use the iPhone will see the limitation of the device and compensate it by doing something else so that you don't see what is clearly you don't associate it with a mobile device. Like this example of the Northern Lights, where it's just, I don't like it. I don't like it. It's just this foggy, cloudy, weird thing. And I think if somebody who is more proficient with their iPhone would have taken this photo a completely different way, maybe get up close to the person photographing them and having the Northern Lights as a background rather than a foreground kind of deal. Do you know what I'm getting at? Am I like, does that make any sense? I really am trying not to sound retarded.
No, I don't disagree with it. I don't know.
Matt's being very quiet, so I'm thinking he's stepping away.
Yeah. I think he should have used a tripod and the Hydra app, and then his pictures could be even better.
I think Matt needs to give him some pointers.
He was using an app called ProCam. I'm not familiar with that one.
I think I have that one. And I think they just had an update. I'll have to try it again.
But anyway, slow shutter cam is what he was using for the nighttime stuff and, you know, whatever.
No, I lied. I don't have it.
Dave in the chat room says he needs a few Instagram filters to really hit that pop. Well said. Well said. I think we can end it with that one. He summed it up best. Awarding him plus 5 internets. Well done.
Nice. All right. Well, let's go ahead and move into post pick of the week.
Post pick of the week.
All right. This week it is Mark's turn.
Yay. This is a photo that was, that I found in Mission Pick of all places, not on Instagram, but is our
I'm shocked I say.
It's our very own Craig Ellis, who took first place with the space photo, and it is phenomenal. And Craig, we just finished talking about it. I'm trying to sound as excited as possible.
he's blaming me.
Oh, he says, Joe.
Could you sound any less excited, Joe?
You know what? I'm still trying to find it on my phone. I
got it right here.
Okay.
All right.
But it's a great nighttime scape where you see the stars in the background, and it's in Australia, so it doesn't match the northern stars that we have up here.
Right.
His stars are to the south and probably poisonous. I kid.
Well, speaking of Australia, I think the guy who got beaten by the bison was from Australia. Sorry, non sequitur.
I can't even find a joke in there.
The image looks great. You can see cloud movement in it. You know, it does have that. That look of of the clouds moving a little bit, but just having
the foreground. What I want to finish with is the foreground is also in view.
Where, yes,
it's being lit. I don't know if it's being lit by his camera light or if there was some artificial light illuminating it. But you have that walkway just going into the distance, into the horizon. And it is completely badass. I love this photo. And it rightly so took first place in Mission Pick. If it didn't win in Mission Pick, it would have. I would have had lost all faith in humanity. Again.
He said it was lit by nearby streetlights.
Right on. That. Yeah. It's
almost looks like he's at the beach.
It does look very beach-like, but it also, it's flat enough. It goes, the path almost merges with the horizon, and it's just awesome. Check it out.
Cool deal. Congratulations, Craig. If you would like to be featured as post pick of the week, just go on to Instagram and use the hashtag TinyShutter, and you will join the 100,000s that are there. Actually, it's about probably, is it 30,000? I don't know. It's getting close.
We have a lot of people participating. It's pretty crazy. Let me look at the number here.
You said it was the path to the beach. Sweet.
Oh, wow. We are past 30,000. That's crazy. I mean, a third of it is MK Ultra 00.
Yeah.
We appreciate his enthusiasm.
That's right. We use the post pick of the week as our album art. So each episode we pick one photo out of the thousands that are in there and use it for our album art. So congratulations, Craig. All right. Well, I think we could probably even call this a show.
I think so.
Yeah. Do you have anything, Matt?
I have nothing.
Good.
Other than congratulations, Craig.
That's right.
Actually, real quick, you know what's great about knowing or being acquainted with somebody in Australia?
What's that?
You pretty much get wished happy birthday two times.
That's right.
Because for him, my birthday was yesterday, right?
Yes.
But it's still my birthday, and since he heard you guys saying happy birthday to me, he said it again.
He's from the future.
It's kind of crazy. So now I'm wondering, being that I'm behind, am I going to miss his birthday? Is it going to be like
some
weird thing where it's like, well, his birthday's tomorrow, so I'll wish him happy birthday tomorrow. But then tomorrow, it'll really be the day after his birthday. So it's like, well, crap, we'll shoot for next year.
Well, he'll just have to understand that we're a little bit back in time.
That's right. We're in the past.
Yeah, and we, you know, we're so relaxed here because nothing's poisonous.
I just, you know what? It dawned on me. Why anybody would want to live in such a poisonous environment like Australia? And I figured it out. All of their women are hot.
Oh.
I don't know what Craig's wife looks like, girlfriend, wife. I don't know if he's married or not. I guarantee you she's hot.
Yeah.
I will bet my iPhone on that.
On that note.
Right on there. Matt. So, Craig, congratulations. If it is your birthday. Well, you know what, Craig? If Craig's birthday is – or your wife. So your wife, I'm sure she's extremely hot. I say that as a matter of statement, not opinion.
And, well, when he says she's hot, what he means is she has a fever from the venom that's coursing through her body because she just got bit by a spider. But I'm also sure she's attractive.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. If Craig's birthday, he needs to experience a 2-day. Craig, we've already established that she's beautiful. I know you don't have to say it. We've already established it. There is no such thing as an ugly Australian. He has to have the 2-day birthday too. So we are giving him his second birthday, just like he gave you the second birthday.
I just want to. I just now. I feel like under pressure to make sure that he gets a double birthday wish.
There you go. Well, he's in Australia, so let's give him a triple.
Yeah.
5th of October. I'm putting it on the calendar.
Right on, man.
Well, you have to put the 4th down.
Oh, that's right. Dang it! See, this is so tricky.
Right. I marked off the 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Yeah.
Just to be safe.
Just to be safe.
Well, see, now I'm wondering if I should start the 3rd.
Oh, that's true.
I don't really understand how time works.
It's all relative. Oh, Matt, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
Well, for now, you could find me on Instagram and Twitter at mhoffmanphoto. You could also find me the next 2 days on – oh, this won't even be posted yet. Dang it. I was going to say South Bass Island. Come there. Hang out. It'll be fun.
That's right. Mark, where can they find you?
I'm on the Twitters. I'm mostly Marcus there, and I am That Polish Photographer on Instagram.
All right. And you can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. If you want to listen live, if you want to find the Facebook page, if you want to find any of the show notes, please go to tinyshutter.com, and you will find everything there. All right. Well, Mark. Hi. Why don't you lead us out of here?
Oh, wait a minute. I meant to do this.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Son of a gun. I tried to do it the wrong way.
You're going backwards. Then I did. If you're new to the show, Mark would always hit the, what's his name? Bill Murray won by accident instead of doing the show ender. So now he does the Bill Murray on purpose, but he accidentally hit the show ender. Good job,
Shut
Mark.
Up and take my money.
There we go.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here. No, thank you. How are you?
All right. Well, I got to get to bed.
Well, hang on. Before you go to bed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Matt, now that I have you on the horn here, What if we did this? I want to get your opinion. All right, so once a month, we do a lens wipe episode instead of a Tiny Shutter episode. So Tiny Shutter will be three times a month, but there's always going to be one lens wipe in there.
So we could really just go off the deep end saying stupid stuff at least once a month?
Absolutely.
All right, I'm in.
Awesome. It would be the same. Well, Tiny Shutter has its own podcast channel, but as far as Mixlr goes, we would continue using the same channel because I don't feel like paying another $10 a month for another channel.
Yeah, Lens Wipe's not that good.
Yeah, if it starts getting its own stuff going, then I'll simply change Tiny Shutter to Lens Wipe. No, I kid. We'll continue using this feed here. It just makes sense to continue using the same one. But Lens Wipe, I mean, I don't recommend you guys listening to any of the previous episodes because they are quite horrible. But Lens Wipe is on iTunes, Stitcher, and all that other stuff.
Tiny Swipe, or I was thinking more of Tiny Wipe.
Tiny Wipe. That's another show. Somebody beat us to that one.
Yeah.
The Ass Wipe is the third podcast we're gonna do. A lot more meatloaf in that one.
Bad. I don't think I want to be on that show.
That one's a tough one to swallow. Yes. It is marked explicit for a reason. I don't think we're going to be the same caliber as Night Attack, but I do want the Lens Wipe to be funny.
Let's do the Lens Wipe on the last Thursday of the month.
I'm tempted to just try it next week and see how it goes. Let's just give it a test run.
All right.
Yes, I will try not to do the jokes, but I will try to do more commercials. I think that's my strong point.
I tell you what, I love it when Mark says a joke and nobody responds.
That's just every week.
I die inside.
Yeah, me too. I tell my psychiatrist this every week.
You like the...
I'm like, why don't they... I thought it was good. I give them gold. And she's like, I'm sorry, were you saying something?
I like that. You're funny.
If Mark tells a joke in the woods, the tree will fall on me.
I didn't see Iron Man 3.
You're not missing much.
Okay.
If you're talking about if I'm like one of the Iron Man suits and blows up, then yeah, that's that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I think for let's go ahead and try a Lens Wipe this next week. Actually, you know what we need to do is we need to give people more of a heads up.
No, I think we should just really just spring it on them.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. The end credit scenes with him talking to Banner on the couch. Yeah, that's my life.
But I thought the couch was like some sort of a TV thing.
You haven't seen Iron Man 3, so you can't talk.
It's rare if I ever see a sequel. It's like...
You realize that every Marvel movie is a sequel to something.
Yeah, but I mean, you have the standalone sequels, and then you have the individual, Hulk, Iron Man, the Avengers. I've only seen the first of all of those.
I'm going to pretend you didn't say that.
It's like my wife and I are going to rent The Matrix. I haven't seen the other Matrix.
Well, in that case, you know, they are not. You would be better to keep it that way.
Yeah.
Don't spoil the other Matrix movies. No,
believe me, I didn't. I had premonitions of not seeing them.
I heard the reviews, but I still saw them.
Yeah.
Oh, so you know, Dave in the chat room is making a point. So you're not going to see Star Wars in December?
No, that's different.
No, it's not different.
No, I'm hypocritical when it comes to Star Wars.
I'm not giving it to you. No, sir. So, yeah, so instead of recording Tiny Shutter, next Thursday it'll be Lens Wipe. We'll still make an announcement in Tiny Shutter's feed that we'll be recording. I just won't mention what it is, but
yeah.
But yeah, that'll give me time to brush up on. So let me see what the chat board, the soundboard has. What do I got here? I gotta have it somewhere. So which one do I use? Do I use the jazzy one or do I use the regular one?
Oh gosh! Wait! That's the jazz.
This is the.
The Lens Wipe Photography Podcast. It's where Canon and Nikon shooters can get together and fight.
Yeah.
That's more like the polka one.
Yeah. What's the other one? Is right here, actually.
Oh, yeah.
The Lens Wipe Photography Podcast. It's where Canon and Nikon shooters can get together and fight.
Craig's like, this is the one. This sounds like a restaurant review. I love this one. What's this one?
The Lens Wipe Photography Podcast. Come for the photography, stay for the meatloaf.
And here's your host, Mark Sadowski.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's still in there. I should take that out.
Polka photographer.
I'll have to grab that. Oh, here's always the favorite one here.
The Lens Wipe Photography Podcast. You're always welcome to complain about Nikon because I'm a Canon girl.
Oh.
I do agree with Craig saying that the crazy trumpet in the beginning tips off the tone of the Lens Wipe. I think I might have to go with that for a little bit. I snorted.
It's a Unix system.
That's what you heard.
Yeah.
Oh man, check. I don't know if this. Hang on. This is the very first Lens Wipe intro, I think. Oh. Wow, I'm glad I got rid of that.
I like it.
You like that?
Yeah, it was freaking rocking. I was headbanging.
The song is called Overexposed. I forget the band name.
Try to find out so I could buy it on iTunes.
I did buy it on iTunes just because of the name. All right, so that'll be next week. Hopefully.
New Hampshire?
No. No, you're going to have to get your own podcast for that. Bill Murray all the time saying New Hampshire. Rocketed at the top of the charts in the podcast world.
Oh, I should do a, like a podcast with all Bill Murray quotes.
Craig, you need the dubstep intro with Maud's voice auto-tuned over it. Oh my God, yes, 1,000 times yes, if I only knew how to dubstep. All right, here's the big question. Do we bring back Chad?
Oh.
Do we have to?
That's why I'm asking.
Sparingly.
Bring jokes to the table? Look, I think it's already established that I'm not able to do that. Oh, Joe makes a point. The II-3. I don't know. I think it's going to be called the Apple Eye now.
The Apple Eye. Totally revolutionized.
The revolutionized. Oh. Their marketing team was on vacation. Joe says it's the III.
Oh,
that is cool. I don't know how I would do that in an audio form though.
The III. You don't know if they're saying III or the III.
It's a complete mystery. Because Johnny Ives says it's beautiful.
We need to get some old Spanish lady saying ay ay ay.
You need to get Alpha from the Power Rangers to go ay ay ay. If anybody gets that joke in the chat room, you're a 90s person.
Well, guys, I think I'm going to call it a night.
Right on. I think it's time to go.
Yeah.
Chat room, thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Happy birthday to Matt. And thank you for listening. And we'll be back next week with hopefully a good experimental, maybe breakthrough even, addition to podcasts. It'll be Lenswipe 2.0.
And woohoo!
Be there to watch me soar with the Eagles. Or get a buckshot in between the eyes as the hunter shoots me down and the dog comes and scoops me up in his mouth and drops me in the foot of his master. It's something that I've thought about quite a bit. Craig, you are also welcome to come back. Wait, is he talking about his birthday? I thought his birthday was in October.
Yeah, it's in October.
But we're starting now so we don't miss it.
Yeah.
Right on. So
we should just totally every episode when Craig's in there. Like, hey, happy birthday, Craig.
Hell yeah. It's done. Done and done.
Oh, that's awesome.
Very good. All right, so hang on for a second here. Before we go.
He says, don't do that. I'll get really old.
Do we even have a... you know what? We got a... Hang on, let me get to this page here. Blow the dust off of it. All right, you guys in the chat room, here's the Lenswipe page, Facebook page.
Oh, gosh.
If you have any ideas, that something that you think would be funny, just drop it in there. Just leave a post, and I'll see what I could do. But any ideas that you guys have, you know, just feel free to share. And I'll try to make a I'll try to find some kind of group that we can make in there somewhere. Man, I haven't been to this page in a long time.
The group. Let's see. When was the last post?
January 10th. Guess who's coming back? A little bit just a little bit later.
Wait, is this the? Oh, I'm in the group. Hold on.
How are you in a lens wipe group when there is no lens wipe group?
I pulled it up.
Seriously? There's a lens wipe group?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
It says the lens wipe photography group.
Son of a bitch, there is.
Okay.
Son of a gun. Did I make this? I must have. All right, hang on. Let's try this one. This way we can all interact with one another. See, 74 members. Wait a minute, people are posting on this?
2014.
Holy crap.
Craig's like, he posts. Okay, so the January 10th, the lens wipe says, guess who's coming back? And Craig puts, I'm so excited.
Oh, my God, I love it. You guys realize this is like my memento moment here, that I had no idea that this thing existed still. Holy crap, Siska posted in June. God, the last time I posted was on November 3rd of 2013. Makes me wonder why on earth Mr. Peter Hines posted so. All right, right on. Here we go. We're going to do it.
November. When did I last post? October 5th, 2013, on Craig's birthday.
Right on. The last time I posted was, November 3rd, 2013, on Craig's birthday.
All right, hold on. Yeah. Let's see here. I add people. Do Craig Ellis. All right, Craig, you're added.
Well, we're going to be doing a lot of approvals.
I think that's why.
Did I make you guys admins?
I'm an admin, I think.
Let me see. Okay, Matt, you are adminned.
Super sweet. It's like my dreams have come true on my birthday. Thank you.
You're welcome, man.
Let's see.
Joseph Ferreria, make admin. Bang.
Awesome.
Maud Byrne, remove admin. I can't. Did you guys even notice he left? No, Maud's still in admin. All right, I'll just leave it at that.
Hey, Dave, are you in the group?
I think I gave Dave approval.
Okay, good.
Right on. Top 10 spinach cheese commercials. They posted in the regular feed.
Yep, it's time to go. All right, guys.
Yeah, right on. All right, so chat room, thank you very much. Good night, everybody. And we will see you guys next week. Yep. And I got to stop Mixler now. All right, have a good night, guys.
Good night.